cannon through the bathroom window.
Rachel? I don't know what it is. But every time you're on the show, we end up talking about bathrooms.
I still find myself taking notes every time I use a new one. What is it about this bathroom?
Yeah, and you've sent us pictures from all over the world, the travels you've been on about different bathrooms. But Ron called earlier today and was talking about in the show and talked about a self-cleaning bathroom, but was free, that he found in Sydney, Australia. He actually used it twice just because it was so much fun to use.
Yes.
But it's a self-contained bathroom. You go in and use the facilities. And as you exit it, the door locks and it sanitizes the entire environment for the next user. Now you've got a, and it does this all automatically. It's, I guess it's like a drive-through car wash. So in your last show you did with us before you left to follow your husband into the military career, what is it, Romy? 10 years ago? That's what Wayne said, right?
You know, and he was very accurate there. When we title our segments, we do the date, then the month, then the year. 2005, July 30th.
That's pretty accurate.
That was within a month of that time.
This was the last show Rachel did on air with us, July 2005, talking about these self-serve, self-cleaning bathrooms.
Now, we've already talked about it in the segment. We're jumping forward. We hit a break, and we're coming back to this scenario. So here, join us here as we go back 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear it okay? So we're coming back into break.
Where else but Rosie on the House could you learn about anything even close to the now available commercial self-cleaning bathroom?
Only 25 cents per use.
Well, I have to tell
you guys. That's cheaper than phone call.
I think they have a real market for those at the county fair.
Yeah.
They could have used one at Camp Verde's Crawfish Festival, too.
Oh, yeah.
They could use a handful.
So, Rachel, are any of these units actually in place being used somewhere?
Yes. Large cities, though, right now. Seattle, New York, Paris, San Francisco, San Diego. But I don't want you to lose any sleep worrying about people getting caught in them, because these are full of sensors, and all of these functions are monitored at the manufacturer's division offices. There's a phone in
there's
there.
There's no video cameras there.
I know. I hope sensors just means
motion,
you know.
Heat.
Sensors. Consumer safety is so paramount that none of these were open to the public until the fire department was trained on how to open one if someone were to get stuck inside. And there is a time limit. They range, actually, from what I can tell, from 20 minutes. Like, who needs 20 minutes in a public restroom? To 7 minutes, and there is no overtime available, baby. When that clock goes down, and there's a counting clock on the wall, when that timer goes off, the doors will open.
So, I was going to say, well, how do they get you out? I can see how they get
you
out.
Yes, no overtime available. Now, if you are at the county fair, and there are no fabulously clean toilets available, back on the Toto's website, I found that you can buy a personal portable bidet.
And that's his bottom picture we're looking at here on the website. That's what it is.
All right, I'm going to have to pause because I can tell I jumped to the wrong spot. That we had already talked about the scenario. Here.
So you're sitting there.
Oh, my.
We were trying to decide what would it happen if it malfunctioned.
If you did get stuck.
Yeah, if you did get stuck. So let me back up. Here we go.
So you're sitting there.
Oh, my. Already?
Please proceed calmly to the nearest exit. We repeat. Please remain calm.
Oh.
Do not panic. Please proceed to the nearest exit.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Wait! No! Ho! Let me out! Help!
So that's what would happen?
The world famous Rachel Bathroom Report from 10 years ago. We sure miss having you on the show, honey.
I miss doing segments like that. Oh, my goodness.
Man, getting trapped in a self-cleaning bathroom. But apparently they are for real. They are. Now, have you actually stumbled across one in all your travels yet?
Not that is that effective, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, boy, I would think there'd sure be a market for those. And I bet you if they were placed locally in the big cities around the world, people would pay to use them to know that they're clean. But it would be funny if you ever got trapped inside one. Folks, when we get back, we're talking about safety at your do-it-yourself project around your home in the 10 o'clock hour. We've got some stories, and we want to hear about yours as well. 1-888-767-4348.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.